Hi, I'm with Linda Whelan. We're here to talk about Workers' Memorial Day. Hi, Linda.
Hello.
In 2002, you lost your son, Craig, in a workplace accident. Can you please tell us what happened?
Craig was a steeplejack who worked for a company in Nottingham. Craig and his work colleagues were instructed to take down a chimney, dismantle a chimney. And they went to the site. It was our Carnal Metal Boat site in Bolton, Manchester. They went to the site. They had a meeting with the managers of Carnal Metal Box, and they asked the obvious questions. Is it safe? Had risk assessments been done? They were told yes.
Okay.
They started to dismantle on the Monday. When it got to Thursday, they noticed when they were inside, because they were using hot cutting gear, and they noticed that vapours were coming off the inside of the walls of the chimney. So they stopped work, and they asked the manager of Carnal Metal Box if they need breathing apparatus. Was it safe? Apparently, the manager of Carnal Metal Box contacted ICI, who provided the chemicals that went up this chimney, and asked them the question, was breathing apparatus needed? Within the email they got back, they were told to stop the work, that there was a great possibility for a fire, an explosion, and to dismantle the chimney from the outside using cold cutting gear. It was found in court that the manager had put this email in a drawer and sent the men, Craig and his work colleague Paul, back into the chimney where there was an explosion, a fireball. A few hours later, they were both killed.
Okay. Well, do we know what steps were put in place by the employer following obviously Craig's tragic death to prevent it ever happening to anybody else?
No, within the court case, which was 2 years later, Craig's own company were asked what have they done to prevent this happening again, and what had happened with the health and safety executive, the inspection on their premises. They said they didn't have to do anything because they'd had nothing back from the health and safety executive. So, as far as I understand, no changes were made.
No changes. I don't know. So, I mean, obviously, as a backdrop and the tragic loss of your son, what does this Saturday's Workers' Memorial Day mean to you?
It's remembering Craig, my son, but it's also remembering all those that are killed in the workplace. It's also fight for the living as well. You know, people have a right to be safe at work, to be able to go to work on the morning but come home safe on the night to their family and loved ones. And this is something that a lot of people, not only in our country but around the world, it doesn't happen.
And what advice would you give to employers who, you know, view health and safety as a burden on their business?
As a burden on their business, in the short of it, I think by cutting corners, cutting health and safety, they're saving money, or they'll do it to win a contract, which was the case of my son.